Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share
open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad the weekend is here. It was an okay week.
Okay. I think it was an interesting week, but also is when I start to relate, like, what's happening externally, like with the moon and everything. I got to really experience that, like, this week. I feel like a lot of the things that were happening is really, it's in sync with what's happening, like, celestially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So I have the question this week, and I wanted to ask you, how did you take care of yourself this week? Or we can even say this month, recently, yeah. How have you been taking care of yourself?
I think I got back into the routine of, like, running, even though I've missed maybe, what, like, this is two Saturdays, but at least I started getting back into it. I'm learning when to say no. I think those two, and also just, like, taking care of my Sundays. Like, my lazy Sundays are everything to me, and I feel like I've honored them so far. That really helps, like, just stabilizing and just, like, resetting everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, a way I've taken care of myself this week is my morning routine, but it's kind of here or there, because some days, even when I wake up late, I still want to do my morning routine. And so that throws off the rest of my day. But I just know that when I do my morning routine, it just sets me up for the day. So I would say, yeah, how I've been taking care of myself recently is sticking to my morning routine.
That's dope. Would you, like, want to speak on, like, what your morning routine is?
Not at the moment. But I will share eventually.
Okay.
I feel like I'm still building, interchanging. I'm not so settled to the point where I'm.
So,
like,
how do they make you feel then?
It makes me feel a bit more settled. Like, my mind is at ease to start the day. Okay. It makes me feel, even my body is ready for the new day. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, for this episode, which is episode 3, we're talking about passion.
Yes.
Let's start with the definition, of course, but also, what do you think kind of, like, made you pick this also to be, like, an episode?
I think it's because it's such an important emotion.
Okay.
We couldn't not talk about it.
My perspective was, it's nice to see, or interesting to see, your perspective on something that I feel for you also is, you do everything that you do passionately. So
thanks.
It's to see, how do you also then define it for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was curious. Well, even that's why I was just like, yeah, let's do passion. Cool. So I think we can get into the definition. I think I want you to hit me with the dictionary one.
Okay. So per Merriam-Webster, for the emotion passion, the definition is intense, driving or overmastering feeling or conviction. A strong liking or desire for or a devotion to some activity, object, or concept.
Okay.
Then there's the other side of it, which is sexual desire. Mm-hmm. And there's also an object of desire or deep interest.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So I thought of it as what motivates us to do things we love.
Okay.
Yeah. Strong desire that allows you to create something extraordinary. The fuel that keeps the fire burning. And then being passionate about something gives you a sense of purpose. That's how I kind of, like, try to break it down in terms of, in phrases. Yeah, how do I really understand it? Yeah.
Makes sense because of the word desire keeps coming out.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so
I found out something interesting. The psychology of passion, a dualistic model done by Robert J. Vallerand. Of course, you can imagine he's trying to, like, break down what the science is behind, like, what passion is, right? So the model defines passion as a strong inclination toward an activity, which you said, or an object or a person that one loves, highly values, and regularly engages in, and that becomes part of the person's identity. A bit of a sciencey way to say the same thing that you said, you know what I mean? What I found interesting is it brought forth two types of passion. Okay? There's harmonious and obsessive. I feel like you can take a wild guess, like, you know, between the two.
There's a boundary that's broken somewhere in between, yeah.
Yeah. Harmonious passion, you choose to engage in this activity. But in obsessive, you do it and you can't help it. You're passionate about this thing, but you just do it and you can't help it.
So where does it come from? in obsessive.
So obsessive passion, mm-hmm. your less adaptive self processes are triggered. Okay. Means that you're just doing things. It's not really out of your own volition. I feel like something else is pulling you to do these things. But mm-hmm. harmonious kind of moves with things you genuinely love.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it interesting. If there's a whole book about that.
That's interesting.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I guess I love this part about the series, like the associations. I find like it's a really better way to actually get to understand you
and your how you understand things. Yeah.
So one situation.
For me, a situation that makes me think about passion is when I get to hear or listen to people talking about their art or their creations. I feel like that makes me be like, wow.
Okay.
They're really passionate. Like, that's what brings passion to mind.
This is going to sound weird, but tennis.
Okay.
So just like, I remember growing up. So like when you go for holidays, so my mom like did some tennis like training. So it's like a boot camp you go to every morning.
Okay.
But I saw this kid who used to come, and I wasn't really that into tennis, but I enjoyed it. This kid would come and he'd do like suicides, which people do on a basketball court, but on the tennis court. Trains hard. And when it came to playing that thing, when he serves, you can't. Like, he served, it's in. Seeing him train, that's when I learned, oh shit, there's something actually, this is someone who's passionate about something. That's when I actually saw it. So I feel like that's when it was first induction, like real life. Mm. I didn't read it, it wasn't in a movie. This is a homie I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Being able to apply himself just because he loves this thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next is song that makes you think of passion or feel passion. Nate?
I had a hard time with this one. I couldn't really pinpoint a song. I was trying to think of an artist.
Okay.
And Beyonce.
Okay.
When I think of an artist, because yeah. I think that through her dedication to it, you can tell she's passionate about her art. But I couldn't think of a song. I was really trying to think.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, song, I went with J. Cole. He has a series called Dollar in a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar goes, hey, I got a dollar in a dream. Mm-hmm. And that's all a nigga got. That's passion. It's just, you only have one dream, no money. But I'm so passionate about this thing, I'm going to make it happen for myself. And I feel like you're waking up every day just to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a song that reminds me or makes me think of, yeah, passion.
Interesting.
Movie. Should I go first?
Yes.
Have you watched Southpaw?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Rachel McAdams, Forest Whitaker.
I love Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm inside. Jake Gyllenhaal, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a boxer. Loses.
That's probably why I haven't watched it.
No, I know. Especially this one, it's a bit. Have you watched Creed?
No.
So this one is a bit more gory, I want to say.
Who's the boxer in it?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Interesting.
Right?
I really liked him in that movie we watched, Nightcrawler.
Yo, that was
like,
a crazy.
Like, it really
movie.
Gave me Shout a different perspective Gyllenhaal. Of him.
Yeah, he's anyway. Crazy. Uh-huh. So yeah, so South, he's a boxer. One night, he's like, some other fighter like taunts him. Blah, 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 blah. Someone reacts, the wife gets shot.
Whoa.
She dies. Okay.
Tough.
Then he becomes an alcoholic because of that. You can't fight anymore, really. So child services wants to take the daughter, and they take the daughter.
So it's just like his life is just
rock bottom right here. Then he meets Forest Whitaker and starts training him. So just seeing him being so passionate about, one, the people in his life. So my daughter, how do I get back to being the best father I can be, knowing she's also lost a mother? You know? So yeah, so seeing him come back, that for me was like passion.
That yeah. makes a lot of sense. Especially the fact that it's tied to like a sport and a career, that like, that is definitely right. passion. Again, me, I struggled with mm-hmm. this one. And this is such a conflicting thing, because I think it borders on what you defined as obsessive passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You.
Whoa. And I see it.
In the sense of, yes, the women, but also in his sense of books.
Yeah.
How he's always worked in a library, how he's always had this connection. It's dark where it stemmed from and his experience at a young age. So I wanted to hear, what do you think? I was going to say you, but I literally put an asterisk because I was like, this is a bit.
But it works. I can see it. I couldn't pick a show, really. So yeah. I went for another movie.
Okay.
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
You know, for Remy to be like, yo, I can be the baddest.
Even Chef. Have you watched Chef?
Not yet. So yeah, Remy just wanting to be like the best chef. And also Linguini believing in Remy. Seeing how Remy is so passionate, like, yeah, let's do this thing. That's another movie, like, was like passion.
True.
Yeah.
Those are good choices.
Color now.
Orange or yellow. Something bright and something warm.
That was my same logic. So I went for magenta.
What is like magenta?
Red and purple. So when you mix those two colors, and red is because the fieriness behind passion. Mm. Purple is just like, it's a bit more, it has a finesse to it as a color.
Yeah.
So when you mix those two, magenta. Yeah. Cool. Earliest memory.
My earliest memory is definitely building the first blog I ever had and creating content for it. I feel like that's when I truly felt passion for the first time. I don't think I was ever passionate about school. Like, I did well in school, but it wasn't something that I always thought about or like was so interested in. I just did well because it was kind of what was expected and it wasn't that much of a struggle.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely after school when I first started like blogging.
Yeah.
Like, because that felt exciting, fulfilling. Like, I was thinking about it even when I didn't need to be thinking about it.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the earliest memory in terms of, it was my idea, it was my will, it was all intrinsic, and then putting it out.
Mm.
Earliest memory, yeah.
That's crazy. How old were you?
Maybe 18 or 19.
Okay. Okay. So I had two. One is Kumon Maths. So maybe, so Kumon Maths was this thing where it was an after school program. So
yeah.
Every day, and you just do either math or English. But you finish like a grade and you progress. So they teach you.
Opposed.
So I didn't know. So my mom one day just tells me, yo, I think like you're bragging in math. Let's just try this thing.
Do you think that's why you started liking math?
Genuinely, because that's my first moment, because I was passionate about it.
That's so interesting.
You get. So I'm walking into this school. It was called Hindi Mahila. It was an all Indian school. Okay.
The name. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that.
Okay, cool. So in, I go in, and it's kids like from different schools. We don't even go to the same school now.
That's how it used to be. There used to be these centers for Kumon, yeah. And it's like after school.
So no. Yeah, and I used to love it. You come in, you just get your like your pamphlet or like your kind of booklet. You have your two papers that, you know, the one that you have to do in class, and the whole concept is every week get faster.
Mm.
Just every week, just get faster. Shave off 10 minutes. You know, that was like the thing. And there's nothing that you'll repeat if you don't get it. No, ask questions, do all that. And then two, you take home. In like a box, Kumon Maths. Yo, I was gone. Ever since then, I was in love with that. So passionate. I saw how I applied myself. I was so in love with math.
That would be so like polarizing for me, because I feel like either it would really help me get into math, or it would make me hate math even more. So
that's
when
I realized
to you,
it was like it was the passion now.
Came up.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's after school. I could be at home watching X-Men. I still have homework like from school to do.
Mad.
But I don't care. Like,
you
I
look
love
forward
this
to it.
Thing. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. Second one was playing golf as a kid. So there's a way, and I had a dream about this shit I was going to tell you in the morning. So there's a way you're supposed to place your hands on the club. It should be your left in front, your right behind. But I used to do my right in front and the left behind because I was comfortable that way. And I think everybody else could see, because everybody's holding it the right way. I'm just always different. Mm. And it made sense because I saw other people like we're playing the same way. It's just that my holding is different. It's the day my dad forced me to change. So to play like a whole nine reversed. I cried the whole time playing these nine holes. But I love the sport so bad, I will play. It's painful, but I will play this thing. That's when I also go like, yeah, I'm passionate about like sports. If I decide I want to play this, I always go out and get it, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my two instances.
Interesting.
What brings you that emotion of passion?
So I kind of thought about it in two ways, because there's like two paths in my life that that passion comes in.
Yeah.
It's like that TikTok trend where you do like the three parts of your life, and then do you remember the one of the doctor?
Oh yeah.
You don't remember?
I remember. Okay. She's like a doctor. She still runs and she still goes out.
So I was trying to think about like what
but
has a social life that's like thriving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the theme that I found is like translating ideas into reality, but in two ways. Mm-hmm. So as a creative, full on shoots, doing the styling, the makeup, finding the photographer, I love being in front of the camera. So when I'm able to like take the time to think through what I want and then bring it together, get all these elements together and then execute it and then it turns out well, that, but also translating ideas into reality as a marketer. So either like hearing from a brand or even identifying a need for a brand that they hadn't noticed and then coming up with a campaign that addresses that and then getting the resources together again and executing it and then hearing the feedback and seeing the consumers like relate to it, engage with it. Yeah. Like, so those two things for translating ideas.
So what was like your earliest instance of those like two ideas or your two ways of you feel fulfilled as a creator and as a marketer? When was that like first time you experienced it?
So as a creative was what I said, the first time I ever had a blog and just the joy that came from that. As a marketer, I think it started in uni and just, I was interested in business previously in high school. I really liked it as a subject. I loved the teacher. It was always things I knew. My parents are business people besides their career. So I always heard these conversations happening. But then now hearing the, oh, there's something like the four P's, this is how it works. There's actually theory behind it. So then going into uni and then learning more into the theory behind it and then doing like CRM and seeing how brands in real life apply it. That's when I was like, what, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can actually just hear out what people say and then see how a brand fits into that and you can make a campaign of it and you can reach people through all these channels.
Yeah. So
it was that realization of, oh, it's not just like there's a thought process behind all of these moving parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think mine came about always wanting to marry my creative and professional life. Like if I actually end up doing these two things, one, I can sit on a board for something and discuss mergers, acquisitions, but I can still go back and create and be a part of the whole creative process for something. This is coming from my experience now, just being in media now. I love it. I think being able to see what content and how something can impact someone, but you also go ahead and try and make acquisitions to make sure that, fine, you actually are creating content that's helping to build a better future or being part of a sustainable future for the world. So for me, those two things. And my creative now also get my passion for radio and audio. I get to practice that still. So I think just being in an environment where I'm able to do, hasn't been easy, like trying to navigate and figure out where do those things come together. But I think just doing this episode makes me realize, yeah, there's a point where those two things can come and meet.
Yeah.
So for me, that's where I draw my passion from now. And being able to create music. Audio has always been a thing for me. So just being able to express myself and look for all these pockets where I can actually be audio-centric, in a sense, with my passion. Yeah.
Makes sense. I think I had one more.
Mm-hmm.
Other than translating the ideas part. Just as a human, something that I'm passionate about is having meaningful conversations. I think there's something that really lights me up when I get to really know someone. And it's kind of even more special when it's someone you've always known and then you like get to see a new layer or a new perspective.
True.
Or really understand them. Like I'm passionate about that, I would say.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why even us doing this podcast makes sense, because the types of conversations we have on a day-to-day,
it's crazy.
And even seeing how when we are having conversations with people in our lives, the types of conversations we do have.
True.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't even thought of that. That's dope. I'd have just generalized it for myself in terms of just being able to do things that make me feel like I'm living my life's purpose. So being able to do all those things, I feel like I'm passionate about that.
Yeah.
So small things like even just running. I just saw a Nike ad. I'm like, yo, running must be interesting. But when you actually start doing it from a place of passion, it's just every time you clock like a longer distance.
Yeah.
It's dope. So that's one way I think, just doing things that I feel like are in line with my purpose. How often do you experience passion?
So tying into the things we've talked about for what brings us the emotion, when it comes to being like a creative, I've noticed I do better when I'm doing something when I want to do it. Like,
okay.
So I wouldn't say it's a consistent thing. I'm not consistently passionate creatively. It comes in bursts, and I do better when I do what I can in those bursts and then spread out the sharing of it rather than forcing myself to do it because I know I like creating, forcing myself to do it even when I don't want to do it. So creatively, it's not that consistent.
Okay.
And then in terms of like career, I think I find myself being more passionate about brands that I don't even have access to. Like you'll find me like, we'll be watching, for example, a vlog, and then we'll see an influencer doing a campaign and then just thinking of, wow, I would change this, I would do that. Or even like how when we're driving, we'll see billboards and we'll be like, I would change that. That doesn't like, this is what I would do, something. It's interesting. I find myself being way more curious and engaged with brands that I don't really work with. When it comes to brands I do work with, I guess it's just the few that actually have the campaigns to back the vision to actually support the execution.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I think for me, it's as cliche as it may sound, but just every single day, something I think I have been able to really work on myself is just trying to look for little things. You might have like maybe a not your best day, but just because of your passion, able to draw like certain pockets in your day where you're able to be like, you know what? Yeah. Cool. I can get through this day just as long as if it's making music, that's what's making me like feel,
yeah,
this thing is a bit better. The day is really good. Or just, it can be a moment of inspiration. It can be something I watch that allows me to think, oh, wait, maybe I can actually create. It allows me to create, like live in this pocket where I can do so much, even if I only have 2 hours. But you can do so much just because you're lost in this world of this one thing that you're passionate about. I feel like with work, it's always been my curiosity really fuels my passion for things. When it comes to video editing, I'm just like, I want to know how to do that. Now let me teach myself, and you just keep practicing and you get there.
I relate. I was thinking about it. I was like, one thing about me, I'm going to learn how to use the software. Like,
oh, I've, if so, it's I've in seen the way,
that. If it's in the way of me putting out something I want to put out, I will learn.
Yeah.
I will watch the tutorials. So yeah, I relate to that so hard.
That also, I feel like every day also for me is knowing myself, if I don't put a calendar and shout out to you, like in terms of dates that I need to be doing something by, if I say it's by this time, it's by this time. So being able to have a date like on a calendar, and I'm able to work backwards. This allows me also to like to practice every day because I have like a deadline to meet.
Yeah.
That now I've become like able to draw from it passionately. I'm passionate about making music, but I just keep doing it every day because there's something I can learn. And now, like you, when it comes to this shit, it's just like, there's nothing I won't learn.
Right.
You know?
That's the thing also with passion. It's like,
yeah,
it's like you're going to push through. You're going to
do whatever.
Go through the mud just to, because it's like a fuel inside of you.
I feel like even like with your work and everything, even your content, as you're saying, it's, I want to make sure this type of content goes out.
And I want it to look like this.
Whatever it takes.
Find the font.
It's not even like a
like
option. Yeah. So I see it in you a lot.
I feel like when it comes to careers, I can't wait for us to be in the positions where we're making the actual decisions.
Thanks.
I feel like it can be so frustrating when you really have a vision and it's such a, for example, it's a proven method to succeed in this particular thing. But the decision maker just has a very, like, they have tunnel vision of how they want this thing to
and
be.
And they only know the one way.
Everything is just dead. So I really look forward to when we're in the decision-making seats.
I told you, like, an ad agency is what, like, should be.
Right.
So what you're saying, I see it, like, being in a proper, like, blue chip, like, company in terms of this guy has been there for maybe, like, past 30 years. No one else
I haven't
has.
Even lived for 30 years, you know.
He's been there. So what new concept are you really gonna tell him, and he's gonna be like, yeah, you just want to stick to what works, and you do that. So just being able to be passionate, also just like exchanging ideas with you, allows me to see, oh, if I actually apply myself at work, there's certain things you can actually create that
make a difference.
Yeah. another question. I don't know why I always feel so, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a difficult question to answer. So how do you feel? Because really passion is like a feeling, but anyway, how do you feel about the emotion itself?
So my interpretation of it, because I was like, okay, how do I answer this question, was, what are your general thoughts on passion as an emotion? That's how I tried to answer.
So should
I
was we trying to... be then, what do you feel? What do you think about the emotion? I feel like we've said everything that we think about.
I think the question works. I just think when you're answering it, you kind of have to interpret it.
Okay, so wait, so what's your interpretation of, how do you feel about the emotion?
What are your general thoughts on passion as an emotion?
My one is, like, what other emotion do I attach to the passion. Feeling, of passion? Like, what are my thoughts? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
So exactly,
it
kind of
like aligns,
it matches.
True.
So I said, it makes life exciting and fulfilling.
Ooh.
I think it's something everyone should explore, because it's always been in you. Your passions have always been in you. And that's something when I was thinking about, what am I passionate about? It's things that are from way back. It's not something that I started yesterday.
Before we go any further, let me flip it. Nah, I forgot it.
Good job. Okay.
What did you say? Wait, what did you say?
I said, it's always been in you.
Cool. Yeah. Do you think passion, do you think like you're born with it? Or do you think it's something you
I
have to go
nature.
Out and search for?
I don't think in the nature versus nature, it's nurture.
Just explain. This one's I've always used to like.
It's literally what you've said. Nature is
you're born with it.
Nurture is
society.
True experiences,
okay,
life
cool.
type of thing.
Okay.
I think it's always been in you. I think, because when I was thinking about it, it's like, I've always loved fashion. I've always loved getting ready way back. I've always loved taking pictures. It translated into, I have a passion for creating content. I was curious about business in high school. I never knew the inner workings, but I had that curiosity inside me. And then it's just not the understanding and the learning of the theories and the applications that's been like, I'm passionate about this. I want to do this.
Yeah.
So I think it's always been in you. Just kind of have to explore your the things that you're curious about, or you feel interested in.
So then my question would be then, does passion translate to the frequency of this activity? Like, how often do you do this one thing? Kind of makes me be like, okay, yeah, fine. You are passionate about it, or I feel passionate about it. Is it to do like the frequency? How often do I do it? I just thought about it right now. I don't know.
I think kind of.
Okay.
I feel like it's not, I don't know of people who are passionate about things that they don't do consistently, or at least try to. But I think you could have multiple passions, which then, of course, it limits. You can't do
all
five of your passions every single day.
Okay.
But I think frequency is kind of a metric, because then how are you passionate about it if you can just live without doing it? If you can just like throw it in the back, like, are you really passionate about it?
Okay.
At least you're talking about it, even if you're not doing
it. Something about it. Okay. Okay.
You, what do you feel about passion?
So I thought about it in two different ways. It depends on if it's a person or an object or like an activity or something. Being passionately in love with someone, it's something you also make the other person feel. So now it becomes a 50-50 split in terms of, this is how I feel. Get out of here. It becomes like a 50-50.
Yeah.
So it's what I feel about it, also what you feel. Now when it comes to another, an object or a thing, it's 100% you. A soccer ball can be passionate back to you. So it's you who has to now do it. But in this other one, it can be a two-way thing. So that's what I feel about it now. In terms of a relationship, it's shared. You can also influence each other and actually gain new passions, because this is someone who's introducing you to a whole other world, and vice versa, you know. So that's one way. I feel like it's gonna be exciting when you're passionate about something. That's how I feel. I think excitement.
What do you think about when people have multiple passions?
The better. I feel like the more passions you have, the more you know about yourself.
Yeah.
Your self-awareness is a bit different, because now I've really explored what new things actually excite me. And it shows commitment, because you're doing more than one thing at this point. So I think, to answer your question, that's what I kind of like. I think about having multiple passions, it's commitment. It's more self-awareness.
I love that idea,
yeah.
Like when you think of, let's say, multi-hyphenate, like Jamie Foxx, he acts, like he does everything.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, I love that quality in people.
And you're good.
I feel like it also kind of is a mark of some level of intelligence.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. An intelligence of the self, of the object or the practice. Because you also have to know yourself in certain limits, because now you wouldn't go doing everything. But it's just like you've chosen these pockets because you know you're here. If I really apply myself, I win. I think, yeah, it's self-awareness, it's intelligence, it's commitment. Yeah. How do you create that space for yourself or others as needed?
So I'm going to start with myself. Writing down ideas.
Okay.
That helps me stay on top of my ideas. Our brains are really good at having ideas, but they're not so good at holding them. And I find myself when I'll be like, oh, I'll remember that. Because my brain likes doing this thing where it gives me ideas at night. When I'm about to sleep and I put the phone away, and I'm always like, oh, that's such a good idea. I'll write it down tomorrow. And I wake up and there's nothing in my brain. So writing down my ideas when they come to me, that's, yeah.
I find that like such a pocket of, like maybe your ego is like maybe almost falling asleep.
Mm.
Yeah, so now your authentic you is able actually to tap into the things you love, the things you enjoy. So even the idea is like proper inspiration, because you're not really second guessing yourself or being like, oh, maybe it won't
maybe
work.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like, no, I don't have anything negative you would say.
Doesn't come up.
Yeah. So it's like you just caught your ego asleep. I think mine is like taking time to recharge. So being able to like to pause allows me to actually create space for, I'm able to go back to what do I actually like and enjoy, what am I passionate about. So I'm not doing so many things to try and just get to one thing can actually give me proper joy. If I'm just creating that space to experience it again, that space is critical for me, I think. So recharging, looking back in my younger days, what actually used to make me happy, is just exploring things that I know genuinely. So like math has stayed.
He has a degree in statistics, guys.
Economics
and statistics. Like,
so math.
Clearly.
So math is one thing, I think. If I recharge, I'm able to go back to, okay, I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I get. Just like kind of sits me down to like, cool. Revisiting like your glory days, I think, for myself. So go back to your aha moment. So aha moments being you saying, oh, I can actually do a blog. And so that pocket of where that thought came from. So writing down your ideas, you're seeing, it's just you're able to go like, oh, shit, this was an idea actually. And you're able to build upon it. So just like collecting your aha moments, regardless of what it is, when you just put them all together, you're able to see, oh, damn, I can actually explore all these different things. Yeah.
I remember, I think either reading somewhere or hearing someone, there's this author called Elizabeth Gilbert. Have you ever heard of that name?
No.
She's a really good author if you are creative. Like, she writes about creative processes, breaking routes type of thing, kind of from like a psychological perspective of what your brain, blah, blah, blah. So she had this thing she wrote or she said in a podcast or something about ideas. And she was like, ideas pay visits to the people who they feel can bring them to life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't pay them any mind, they move on to someone else.
I've heard that concept. Yeah, maybe not familiar like with the name, but yeah, I get that concept. Same thing Ewan Farrell said on an interview. He's like, ideas or inspiration are not really yours. It's just like the universe found a way to just like transmit it. Mm. And you're just like a vessel through which idea comes through.
That's why you sometimes even feel like, oh, I had that idea. And then you see it out and it's like, oh.
Yeah. I also like look at it. It's also a synchronistic event in a sense.
Yeah.
Because it's also universe showing you, you know what? You had the idea. You're seeing it. So it also means you can manifest all these ideas that you have. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep going. You'll get to it.
Did you have one more for creating space?
Yeah. But you can go first because I think I just said two.
Okay, so from creating space for others, sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about ideas with people, both my ideas and their ideas. Hearing feedback from people, hearing affirmations.
Mm.
I think that's how I create space for, like, cultivate passion in the ecosystem, like for myself and the people around me, sharing.
Okay. I think it's support in the sense that if it's, and whatever it is that you're doing creatively, professionally, and both things can be also just the same thing, but just being able to tell someone, okay, fine, you're really good at what you're doing, and oh, I can share your work and everything, just that support, the encouragement, I think you're able to create for someone to be like, okay, you know what, and you can tell they're passionate about it. I think passion is also something you can see in someone. So you see them doing this one activity, you can be able to like encourage them, and you'll see them also grow just because they're feeling this support.
Yeah.
There's an environment for me to actually focus on what I enjoy.
I want, yeah.
There's no pressure from the outside being like, hey, you know, you have bills, you know, you have da 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 da. Just that space to create and tap into what you're passionate about. I think just supporting people through it. I don't think everybody has the luxury of living in these environments where everything is super supportive, or we have to make tough calls. I have to pay bills, I have to do all these things. But also someone who actually is able to do all this. So just support them with actually being able to do it. Yeah. I have a dollar in a dream, you know?
Yeah.
If you see that person, just support them through. So based on the discussion, what word would you associate?
With passion.
Yeah.
Details.
Okay, interesting.
Because whenever you hear someone speak about or share things they're passionate about, it's always descriptive, never bland, always deeper and deeper. Like, so I think details is what I associate with passion. Because we could be passionate about, what can I say? I think in a way we are both passionate about marketing, but I think you are more passionate about it from a creative standpoint and from a production standpoint, and I'd be more passionate from a theoretical strategy perspective. It's the details of why you're passionate about the thing.
Mm. Oh, I would have thought about it in the sense that you're passionate in terms of, now it's brand. So everything you're building is around this brand. So how is this brand going out to this market, and how are we, you're creating for the brand.
Yeah.
I feel like my passion comes in terms of now media is, so how does this brand go out? You have the strategies, but now I have the platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get, so I feel like it's just,
it's strategy, media.
Yeah, I feel like for me, just seeing how that interaction, even just like, even when you exchange ideas, you get to see you're building off of each other's strengths. So I'm also able to think, oh, content, cool, but how does it go out?
Mm.
You're also thinking, I want to go out, but okay, fine, but how do I package the content for it to go out?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a dope interaction when you actually share. So I go back to when you said sharing, I think, yeah, I see that also. It's just you're actually able to help each other grow.
You're pouring into each other, yeah.
Yeah. I thought of fulfillment. I think when you do something that you really love every day, you feel fulfilled, I think. That's one way, even it comes even to a relationship, it's you feel fulfilled because you're just pouring and exchanging and being able to, I don't know, just that interaction when people are passionate about the things, especially of or with each other,
yeah,
changes everything. And for me, in terms of now object, things, activities that you're doing that you're passionate about, it's just you feel fulfilled end of the day. Yeah. And I think, and that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's it for passion.
How do you feel?
I feel like this was fun. This was a really switch from last episode.
Yeah.
yeah.
I liked it. I think it's
I enjoyed it.
It's an interesting topic. It's a very neutral, but
refreshing.
You know what I mean? It's encouraging. Yeah. I feel like I'm leaving here being like, you know what, yeah, I'm actually going to continue doing the things.
It's like a nice reminder.
Yeah, like, yeah, cool. Let me just keep on doing the things that I'm actually passionate about.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Please leave a comment, share, engage with us on any platform that you are on. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.